What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We're going to be breaking down this weekend slate. We're also going to be previewing the Blackhawks' upcoming game against the Vancouver Canucks. It's going to be a tough one, one of the highest scoring teams in the NHL. So that'd be something. And we're going to break down, obviously, that loss, that overtime loss, which was tough for this one and that one. Now, before we get into anything, we got to give you an update. The guy who was really good last season, Andre Antanasiou, he was hurt early in the season. He's back a little bit with an update. He's now resumed skating, okay? So, you know, he was been on there for like 3 months right now with a groin injury, which has really been sidelining him a lot. Just over the weekend, he was seen skating for the first time since November. Okay, last time he played was November 9th. He exited early in that game. That was against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, he only played in 11 games, and he only registered 4 assists so far this season. Now, Luke Richardson did talk about that just a month ago when he gave an update when he went and had surgery on that just a little while back, okay? So, he did give an update and say that he should be skating soon, which is now that time. So he was supposed to come back, but then he had like a flare up and it was concerning. So then that kind of set him back a little bit. So now the fact that you're seeing him skate, there's no timetable yet to see if he's going to play or not. But that is a good sign overall to see him back and trying to slowly get back on the ice. Because I would say this, you need him overall. He did have a big season last time. Now, I'm not trying to say he's going to come in right away and just start scoring. But if you've been looking at the trends right now, even Colin Blackwell, he came back and he was just scoring. Nick Foligno has been like, feel like he has to be that number one scoring option for this team now, especially with the contract that he signed, with the extension, and the likes of Connor Bedard's not playing. So he's like, let me step it up too. So who knows? And remember, he did re-sign with this team because he did have a good season as well as Journey. Men just like the likes of Jason Dickerson, and you got Nick Foligno, and then you had Petr Mrazek, like these players who had that give me a season, I've been a journeyman my whole life and now I'm playing well and now I'm getting the contract to see that I should stay with him. I would really like to see him play to see if he can get some things going, because we need any type of scoring from this team, and he definitely would help out in a big way if he could stay healthy. Now let's get into this game right now, right away. It was a bad one, an overtime loss. You know how we're going to do it. We're going to break it down period by period with these teams. Let's first start off. First period, Alex Vlasic scored right away to give them a 1-0 lead. But then 2 goals scored by the Rangers that really put them down. Then in the second period, they're already down 2-1. The Rangers kind of straighten out and expand that lead 3-1. Then Nick Foligno scores a goal assisted by Isaiah Phillip and Philip Kurashev that puts them up to 2, that only draws that lead down to 1. So it's 3-2 going in. And then later, Jason Dickerson steps it up, assisted by Seth Jones and Philip Kurashev overall, that ties it up at 3 apiece. But then we get into overtime, and that's where the struggles happen, because then the goal is scored and then we lose the game 4-3. Now, when we're looking at everything in this one, let's look at some team stats in this one. 35 shots on goals for the New York Rangers, only 31 for the Blackhawks. 39.3 face-off percentage for the New York Rangers. I feel like that's the lowest it's ever been against the Blackhawks. They had 60.7 on the percent. That I feel like the highest they ever had so far this season, I felt. The Blackhawks had 2 playoff chances, didn't score any, 0%. The Rangers had 3, didn't score any of those. 8 penalty minutes for the Blackhawks, 6 for the New York Rangers, 16 hits for the Rangers, 15 for the Blackhawks, 12 blocks for the Blackhawks, 15 blocks for the Rangers, 0.903 save percentage for the Rangers, 0.886 save percentage for the Blackhawks overall. Now, when we're looking at the plus minuses right now, I'm not going to lie. For the Blackhawks, there was a lot. Lucas Reichel, -1. Didn't really help out much in this one. Ryan Donato, -1. Jason Dickerson, even with the goal, had -1 in that game. Colin Blackwell, -1. Joey Anderson, -1 in the plus minus. Philip Kurashev did have a +1. That helped out. +1 for Tyler Raddysh overall. So that helped out. +2, the best I've seen from Seth Jones, really helping out big way overall. So you got to like that one. Now, Petr Mrazek did play in this one. He had 35 shot attempts. He pretty much allowed 4 goals in that one, you know, so he only saved 31. So that one really affected them overall in this game. I just felt like they was down early. They did fight back. They just couldn't complete the comeback. That's what it felt like overall watching this team play. They just felt like, we can't fully complete the comeback. And I think that's what hurt this team last night. Now, the one thing that was great that you did like was the fact that they did fight back. So that was the thing that I noticed right now. But the fact that you've now lost to the Rangers for, that sucks. And then now this is your sixth straight loss. Okay. I know the All-Star break happened, but now lose to the Rangers, which is expected loss. This is the new season long right now that they lost. So that's something that's bad. But the fact you fall back, you was down 3-1. You came back. Jason Dickerson did help out. I think Seth Jones played the amazing game. He, I think, deserves a star in this game. But like overall, it was just tough right now. Your stars didn't really step up, And that's the thing. Who you expect? Jason Dickerson did do his thing. Nick Foligno did do his thing. Petr Mrazek didn't. I don't think he had a great one. I really didn't. I don't think the defense stepped up. They was giving a lot of goals early, and that's what was hurting them. So then the offense had to step up. Like, the Blackhawks barely can score 3 goals. So the fact the defense had to do that, that hurt them overall. So that was a thing that was really bad. And the fact that the Blackhawks killed off 3 more penalties. Since January 5th right now, they're 36-41 on penalty kill for a success rate of 87.3, which ranks 3rd overall in that span. That's the only bright spot, and I think that's what's been helping them of late. But besides that, it's just been tough for this team overall that they couldn't get anything really going. And, they fought back. They just couldn't really, close out the deal. And that's the thing that hurt this team overall, that they couldn't close out the deal. And that's the thing. Going against this team, you expected them to really dominate in every category. And this could have been one of those games that could have been a blowout. But if you're looking at the stats overall, but the fact that the Blackhawks hung in there, their stars did step up. It's just they couldn't compete overall. And the one star that you needed to step up, who's been honestly the most consistent Blackhawk, was their goaltender. And he did give up some goals where I did scratch my head like, how'd he give that up? Now, granted, the defense haven't been good, but let's be honest, the defense haven't been good all season. And the fact that you can't score right now and the fact that you got 3 goals, I think was an upgrade. You had the coach talking about it right now. Like, the thing with this team, they can't score without Connor Bedard, but I feel like they did their thing. They scored. But you heard Luke Richardson talk about it, like, it's starving for an offense without that. And it's like, you when you really needed a point, which is overtime, that's the time you need a Connor Bedard. I need one score. I need a goal. Who could give me that? And that's Connor Bedard. And I think overtime's the time where you like, man, we miss Connor Bedard. But yeah, Luke Richardson talk about it. He said, it's hard, but it's part of the game. We have to figure it out. And that's all you can do. Honestly, that's all you really can do. It just sucks during that time that happened. So that sucked. Now, I do want to say this. We want to give some love to our guy, former Blackhawk, great right now, Corey Crawford. He had his jersey retired, okay, by the Rockford Ice Hogs. You got to like that overall. His number 29 was retired. You got to love it. He started off with the Rockford Ice Hogs, then came a long way, and then became a Blackhawk, which started their great career overall. So you got to love that, and I appreciate Corey Crawford for everything that he's done. Now let's get into their preview matchup against the Vancouver Canucks. Now, I would say this, against this team, one thing they're really going to have to focus on is really trying to step up their defense, something that they can't. They're going to have to score early and often, and they got to keep their foot on the gas pedal right now. This team right now in the Vancouver Canucks has been 6-1-3 in their last 10 games. Well, right now, we're riding a 6-game losing streak, okay? This team is 35-12-6 right now. They're 3rd overall in scoring while we're dead last. They're 6th right now, just outside the top 5s in goal allowed, only allowing 2.5 goals right now. They're 1st overall in point differential, so that's something you got to take note of. Now, they're in the middle of the pack in when it comes to penalty kill percentage, so that's something you got to like. But in power play percentage, try not to get them on power play. Make sure they don't score. Do something similar to what you did with the Rangers. They're in the top 10 in that category. They're at 24.4%, so that's going to be tough. And their goaltending is top 5 in the percentage in that one at 0.910. Look, you got to do exactly what you did with the Rangers, but try not to let them feel like they're scoring, because once they score, I feel like it's going to be a wrap. I feel like the Rangers just took their foot off the gas pedal. This one, you're going to have to keep your foot on the gas pedal with this team. You got to score early and often because this is one of the highest scoring teams also in this league. And they're really good in their goaltending. This team can contend, I feel, for the Stanley Cup overall. So if you could play good against this team, which normally the Blackhawks do step up against teams like these, because I feel like teams look at them without Connor Bedard like, okay, we just supposed to show up and play. This is a team you can surprise and upset. And if you could do that, you could win this game. But we're going to break down that game and more and anything that comes through with the Blackhawks right here. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.